Live and local from the county town, on the app, on your smart speaker and on 107.8. This is Tone FM and it's Denise Spragg here. And I have a special guest with me. It's Jenny Wakefield, who is the co-producer of a fantastic event that's happened in town already in Taunton, Stable Manners. It's by the St. James's Players based at St. James's Church. Jenny, hello, welcome.
Hello, Denise.
Jenny, it's lovely to have you here. So thank you so much for joining us. I think you've had a bit of a busy time with what we've been describing as a pantivity at the church. So give us a little bit of introduction to you. Who are you? What was your role? And let people get to know you a bit.
Okay, well, I was co-producer for the production and also a shepherd in the play itself. It was a departure from what we've done in the past. Since 2008, we've produced a few pantomimes on a biennial basis in December or January. COVID kind of put a stop to that for 21. So when we restarted again in discussion with our vicar, we decided to do something a little bit different, still keeping the fun element, because January is a pretty miserable month and people need a bit of light relief and joy. But we're working to kind of combine our faith story, the story of Christmas and Epiphany, with a fun element. And we had a wonderful writer who's part of our crew, Chris Doyle, who envisaged this production, which looked at the story of Christmas and Epiphany from the point of view of people who might have been there, the ordinary people. And so the story was told from a very sideways look, but with lots of fun, lots of laughter, singing, dancing, even puppets. And from people who came, and I think we had about 400 over the 3 days, it seemed to have gone down quite well.
That sounds incredible. So that's a really interesting take on the whole scene, isn't it? Because, you know, we read and the stories that we've been, you know, we've been brought up with our nativity plays when we were young and all that sort of stuff, that this all happened in this lovely, quiet, peaceful little area, when probably it was going to be noisy, it was going to be loud, there were going to be people. You know, it's not going to be the birthing suite at Musgrove, is it, though? It all happened.
Absolutely not. And given that the Emperor had sent people all over the country to counted for tax purposes, it was probably very busy, very confused, and you know, a baby being born in the middle of that was, quite a special event. But this event was, I think what we sought to portray was the real impact that it had on people and how it changed, how it transformed shepherds on the hillside, eastern travellers, the next door neighbours, the innkeepers, the stable boy, and all people suddenly had, there was something very special about this baby, and that was what we were trying to get over in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. What a fantastic, interesting sideways take on it. And I think we were saying before the interview that actually this is a completely original piece of work, isn't it?
Absolutely. Chris spent many sleepless nights with the idea coming to him. And I know he would be the first to say that he felt that God was giving him this idea and building on it as it came to him. And so it took form over several weeks and gradually emerged to be quite unique for us, quite a challenge for us, because it was, a little bit different to doing panto, which is relatively easy. You know, you get a story and you go with it. You get a script and that's it. Whereas this, we were having to interpret a very special story. And I think it had an impact on each of us who were taking part. I think there were probably about 23 in the cast and other people in the crew.
Yeah.
And it was very much a team effort. I think that was the thing that came across, that we embraced it, including the vicar who took part, and it was very different, but great fun to do, and I hope raise some questions in people's minds about what this incredible story is all about.
Absolutely, yeah, fantastic. And obviously made all of you think, because I think you are all members of the church, is that right?
We are, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but there were quite a few people who'd never worked with the St. James Players before, so that was lovely. We had new people, new talent. We had two little ones, one who was 8 years old, the other just coming up 11.
Brilliant.
And they really joined in. It was absolutely fabulous to see them and to see how they were taking part and getting excited by being involved.
Sure. Absolutely fantastic. That's great stuff. And I think, Jenny, one of the most incredible things about the whole thing was that, of course, it was a ticketed event. It was raising money. And it was for two. Well, one, of course, everyone is going to know very well when you tell them about it in a moment. But a really interesting second charity as well. So just tell us a little bit, where did all the money go to for your chosen charities?
Well, we chose Food Bank, Taunton Food Bank, because they have been incredible during the pandemic and always, and continue to be in these times when people are really struggling. But we were involved in a bit of delivering food parcels in conjunction with the local schools. And we were just bowled over by their helpfulness and generosity in providing the majority of that food. So we kind of wanted to say a little bit of a thank you. And the other charity, not known at all, but it was founded by a resident of Taunton who comes from Uganda, and it's to support children in Uganda who've got disability needs. And the services there are very, very limited, very primitive. And it's a kind of groundbreaking charity that is working a bit on a shoestring. So we got to know Emmanuel, and we kind of wanted to give some support there. And I think what we've raised will have quite an impact. The total overall after expenses were paid was £1,682, so that's 841 for each of the two charities. So we were delighted at people's generosity in coming and in putting some money in the buckets, and we're very pleased to be able to pass that on to those two charities.
Absolutely fantastic. What a phenomenal amount. And it's really testament, isn't it, to that sort of British wanting to help. We hear a lot, don't we, about how society is more insular and, you know, not looking out and all the rest of it. But that's clearly not the case, isn't it? What a wonderful, wonderful total. Well, Jenny,
yes. Yeah.
Jenny, that is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for coming on this today. Really appreciate your time. And we'll look out for the next one, not next Christmas, but the one after.
Well, we certainly hope so. Well, there might be something in between. We usually try and do a bridging one, but not as grand as this, because this takes a lot out of us.
Absolutely, yes. Time for a well-earned rest, I should think.
Yes.
Jenny, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.